Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today on Daily Pop, we are talking makeovers, sex, and lies. We have so much drama to get to today. Up first is one of Hollywood's most famous, long-standing feuds, and Will Smith just shut it down. So Will and the first Aunt Viv, Janet Hubert, made amends during the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion, which just premiered on HBO Max. So they both admitted it had been a hard time for them over the years. Then Janet went deep into just how much the feud cost her.
When I left the show, I had this new baby and no one. Family disowned me. Hollywood disowned me.
But what you didn't realize either, that I was going through a lot at home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You didn't know. Yep. You guys didn't know. Very abusive marriage.
You know, I have children.
Yeah.
I've been divorced and got a second marriage, and I can see now the level of pain and the level of struggle.
But you know those words, calling a black woman difficult mm-hmm. in Hollywood is the kiss of death. Mm-hmm. It's the kiss of death, and it's hard enough being a dark-skinned black woman. Mm-hmm.
The person I want to be is someone who protects you, not someone that unleashes dogs on you.
Wow. So that was pretty deep. Why do you guys think it took them so long to finally have this heart-to-heart conversation? I'm actually surprised it didn't happen sooner off camera.
I'm not surprised at all that it didn't happen sooner. You know when you're in a feud with somebody and it's fresh and it hurts, and then after a few months, after a year, 5 years goes by, you just have a hard place for that person. You're mm-hmm. not mad at them, but you just don't wish them well. I think they got so used of that feeling of anger towards one another that it just became a part of their lives. And they probably for a long time didn't even realize and forgot what that feud was even about, because it had been 27 years.
Oh, I disagree. See, I don't think she's forgotten what that feud is about for 1 second. I started watching this last night and then stopped watching before this part, of course, so I was excited that it was in the rundown this morning. This is some serious stuff. I mean, obviously watching The Fresh Prince growing up, realizing that Aunt Viv had been switched out with I realized that, and I don't even remember how old we were. We were young.
Right.
But, I mean, for things to have gotten as bad as they did between Will Smith and one of his co-stars, and we kind of know Will to be this, like, lovable, likable, hilarious guy, like, I was really surprised. And for her to say, you know, to label a dark-skinned black woman difficult in Hollywood, like, as somebody that I was working with, somebody that I was supposed to be family with, has derailed my career for 30 years?
Yeah.
It's a little too late, and I'm a huge Will Smith fan, but once I kind of read what was going on between the two of them, it still isn't actually clear as to why he had such a problem with her.
Yeah, it's just, it really isn't too clear to me either, besides the fact that she was quote-unquote difficult to work with.
But
people are difficult all the time. And the fun thing that, you know, it felt like a red table talk situation. I'm like, someone's taking a note from his wife, Jada. I mean, he's now opening up and having these heart-to-hearts. But being the Will Smith that we see and we know and we love now, I'm surprised he wouldn't have had this revelation sooner, right?
30 like, years.
I totally get being young, and he admits, like, your ego's in the way. You kind of, he was on top of the world. He was really feeling himself, and there was, you know, probably a little chip on his shoulder, right? And
for
then,
sure.
But that typically goes away after a little while.
I mean,
or
the
maybe
fact
it
that
just
they
took a long they, time.
I mean, they forced her. I mean, not. I don't want to say they forced her out, but they gave her such a bad
they
deal
that
she could. Yeah, they. Thank you. They forced her out by just giving her such a bad deal. I just don't understand. I think I would have a clearer, to use this word again, understanding of what happened if I kind of knew what really started all of this. But I just feel like this woman's career has really stalled because of what happened, and I don't think that that's right.
But is it all on the shoulders of Will? You know, because it sounds like the whole team may have thought, because I thought she didn't just, like, you know, have only a beef with Will.
But I think it's like a family. Like, if one of us walks away from this and both of us don't, you know, stand up or say something, you're mad at the whole family because somebody was supposed to have your back. I think what happened in this situation was, yes, we do know Will Smith as the enlightened one, the one who's, like, you know, connected. But
leader
Will Smith
of the pack
didn't get that way until about 5-10 years ago.
Independence Day. Like, this was a sitcom that was obviously very successful. I just think, for me, to wrap it up in a bow, there's a disconnect as to why the tension was caused in the first place. And, you know, back to Justin's point, we're a dysfunctional little family. If you guys made my life difficult every day at 7 months pregnant, I don't know how I would go to work. The fact 100%. That she had to go through that, like, I don't know. I'm having a hard time with this one today.
Yeah. I think you're right. I mean, I'm glad that they made amends now, but, like, kind of what you said, though, Morgan, it feels like a little...
Too late.
I mean, always better than never, but it does feel like, Viv's kind of lost most of her career. She hasn't worked that much. I really hope that... I don't like that her family disowned her over this. I don't really understand that.
No, I think that was a separate... I think that was because she was having issues in her marriage.
Yeah, it was
that was confusing.
Let me point something out. Not everybody from Fresh Prince went on to have huge careers.
Yeah.
Let's be real about that. Not
Good
everybody
point.
Was a Jennifer Aniston or a Courtney Cox at that moment.
True.
If you look at the cast, they kind of got stuck in that Fresh Prince role. So who's to say if she would have stayed on the show for 3 more years that she would have left
had...
and had this big-ass career?
Now we can't. But Justin, don't you feel like when you hear her speak, she was willing to sit down, obviously, to kind of have that moment. I mean, what's the point of holding back at this point? It's been so many years. But I still felt like she's not holding on to something, but just was like, this was some real shit for me. This was some real stuff.
Messed up my life.
Yeah.
If you're talking to a 19-year-old kid who thinks you're difficult and you're not kissing his ass enough on set,
they're not getting it.
You're not going to talk to that person then. If you're talking to a 30-year-old man who still doesn't think he's wrong about what happened 10 years ago, there's no point in sitting down. Will Smith was open. He extended the invite, probably let her know that he was open to getting some closure. And she was like, you know what? I'm going to finish this story. I'm going to now show him what he could have done and what he did to me, because he was open. So it was the right time. And who wants to carry that on for the rest of their lives? 30 years is enough to carry a sack of shit. Let it go.
Yeah.
And she did it. And I'm so happy for both of them.
Yeah. It ended up being positive. I'm happy for both of them as well.
All right, Jennifer Lopez just had a heart-to-heart with her twins, Max and Emmy, that changed everything for her. So in WSJ Magazine's November Innovator issue on sale Saturday, J.Lo reveals that while in lockdown, the 12-year-olds told her there were parts of their lives they were fine with and other parts they were not. Jennifer called the whole conversation a real eye-opener. She said, you think you're giving them an awesome life, but at the same time, they need us. They need us in a different way. We have to slow down and we have to connect more. A superstar like J-Lo on the road constantly. I mean, you've interviewed her, and I remember, you know, it was by the time you got through all the things she had coming up, you had enough time to basically ask two questions. It was like, well, let's talk about your tour, your movie, your sitcom, your YouTube channel, your...
There was everything. You know, I want to first start off by saying kudos to Jennifer Lopez, because a lot lot of moms in the industry like to do this whole, I'm home every day, I don't have any help, like, this is so easy, I put my kids first, I put my life first, blah, blah, blah. They do this whole facade. But we forget that everyday women, 9-to-5 women, women mm-hmm. who own small businesses, sometimes miss out on things because they want to give their kids a better life. So right. for me, this is so relatable that she is being honest. With every relationship, mm-hmm. every few years, you gotta vocalize what your needs are. And sometimes the hardest ones to hear are from our kids.
Mm, 100%.
Because if a 12-year-old says, this isn't working, but those are the words that are gonna be the most powerful.
100%.
So for her to check in with her kids and say, okay, this is not working, we need to change this, that mm-hmm. happens in real families.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think, you know what, first of all, it was so refreshing to hear this from J-Lo, because again, we have always heard about how busy she is and what's going on, and I think that this is just really, at the end of the day, you strip away the J-Lo name, you strip away all the money, you strip away all of the activities and things that she has going on in different products or projects. She has two children that just need her, right? Mm-hmm. That's the thing about parenting, and I'm not one yet, so Chrissy, you could probably speak to this better, but like, obviously, money helps with situations. Obviously, it's really nice to be able to put your kid in different activities to keep them busy, to get them what they want. But ultimately, they really just need you to be home as much as possible or checking in as much as possible. So you build a relationship and build some substance within your children so they grow up to be decent human beings and know, like, how to handle different situations.
Right.
That's why I think parenting is so hard.
Yeah, I think it's a tricky balance, right? Because yes, you 100%, your kids are the most important thing to you in your whole entire lives. But at the same time, for me, example, like if I cut back on work more, or if I cut back, let's say I stopped doing the show because I wanted to be home all the time, I don't know that I would feel fulfilled in my life.
100%.
I don't know that I'd be happy with myself.
No.
So I worry about J-Lo because she has gotten herself for so many years. I'm talking since she started, like at 17, she's been literally working from morning till night, like traveling here, busy schedule. What time can I fit it in? Okay, good. I can make dinner on Thursday. You know, that's how busy she is. And to like take that all away, it's a beautiful thing for a while.
Yeah.
To slow down, but then after maybe a year of that, you either embrace the new reality or she may be like itching.
She doesn't have to stop her life. Yeah, she doesn't have to stop her life. You just have to sort of reorganize some things.
Yes.
Maybe there's something that you do that the kids are not a part of that you bring them along, and that's where you have conversation time. Like, I think, Carissa, what you've done is really amazing. Is like, you need to have that balance. I'm going to be like you. I'm going to need to work and fulfill myself, and then I'm going to also be able to have, you know, baby time. I couldn't be the type of mother personally that's with my child all day long. I commend the women that are. Good
you
for
would pull
them.
Weave out.
I would pull my weave out. I think that it's one of those things that you really do need to find the balance. But I just think for her, it's about changing her approach to certain things so kids can maybe be a part of something they weren't before.
100%.
Yeah. I wish her the best with that. I think sometimes that's easier said than done.
Yes.
I'm going to break the fourth wall here. and tell you guys a story about J-Lo. It's one of my fondest
memories. Wait, hold on. We have to go to break. Can you save it?
Yeah, I'll save it.
Save it for 1 second. Okay. We're going to hear Justin's story whenever we come back. And still ahead, Jim Tan Drama, the Jersey Shore cast, is talking to us about quarantine hookups and moving on without Snooki. Plus, the Decker secret exposed, the real reason why they get engaged so young. Can you guess it?
Wow.
It's all coming up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. So before the break, we were talking about Jennifer Lopez. And Justin, you had some tea you were going to spill. Let's hear it.
No, I was just going to say, like, I'm a very observant person.
Right.
And I like to know everything going on around me, even when I'm on Zoom. And a few weeks ago, I interviewed Emmy Muniz, which is J-Lo's daughter, because she wrote a book called Lord Help Me. And it's this book of prayers, and it's so sweet and it's so beautiful. And it was on Zoom, and she was in her bedroom, and we were Zooming. And halfway through the Zoom, or like in the Zoom, I noticed little things, like she would like, you know, sit up. all of a sudden. And then she would look to the left, and then she would pick up the book and say, oh, by the way, this is the book. And, like, she would, like, turn, and she's looking at somebody, and I can faintly hear the voice of somebody being like, sit up, don't forget to sit up.
Aww.
And I know that her mom was there with her through those moments. So to see and experience, like, the icon Jennifer Lopez as, like, a normal mom, mm-hmm. like, my mom would tell me to sit up in my seat if somebody was around.
Come on, head up.
Make sure you smile, head up. Like,
show the book.
You know what I mean? Like, those are the moments
yeah,
I think
so
that we forget that this woman is just that. She is a woman.
Yeah, and
she
those are
mom.
The moments that Emmy is going to, like, cherish forever. I had my book, and my mom was so proud. She was there for all my Zooms and things like that.
100%. Yeah. And by the way, she could have been 100 other places at that moment, but she wanted to be there for her big day. You know what I mean?
Right.
Cute.
Yeah.
Cute.
Very sweet.
Love that family. All right, guys, let's move on to the Duggar, shall we? One of the biggest questions has finally been answered about these Duggars. Why do they get married so young? Well, according to Jill's husband, Derek Dillard, it's all about sex. We learned this thanks to the comment section on Jill's Instagram. When someone asked why they rush into married life, Derek was blunt in his response, because we want to have sex. Jill didn't seem to mind his comment writing, and you're more popular than me, babe.
Justin needs to own this moment harder than any other moment, and I'll tell you why. He literally said these exact words. We discussed this on Nightly Pop, another good show on this network you should watch. And he specifically said, because they want to have sex. That's why they get married so young. And I was like, really? And 2 days later, came to fruition. That is exactly why.
Denim on denim is hazardous, okay? I am from South Louisiana. I went to Catholic school. When I tell you I still have the scars from going denim on denim.
Yes!
In 2004, I will never forget those moments.
Nobody remembers the denim on denim. I never had denim on denim.
I just took it off. I'm kidding. That's a joke. That's a joke. That was a joke. It was a joke. I don't do that.
Was it a joke?
I need to write out, pregnancy, yeah.
That's so funny. I mean, it's so true, though, and I don't think the Duggars are the only people like this. I mean, and I think it can be a little blinding sometimes, and I feel like those mothers or fathers or whoever, you know, religious pastors that have this in their religion, they need to maybe have these honest talks with these young married couples and be like, really, why do you want to get married? Let's really think about it. Because, I mean, sex is super important to a marriage, very fundamental. But there needs to be, you know,
a little bit more. Yeah, it is.
I feel like it's weird. Like, I have had friends who have married people who they haven't slept with. And I'm always like, do you at least want to appetize or taste the entree before you, like, get into it for 40 years?
I could not imagine.
I thought for a long time I was going to be a virgin before marriage.
And then 16 hit.
And then it just didn't work out for me. But I thought... I thought I was going to.
We all did for 2 days.
All right, you guys. Coming up, our new interview with Dolly Parton, how she's saving Christmas and the world this year. Plus, game show week continues. Are you smart enough to win Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Play along with us next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for the Hollywood Minute. I have 60 seconds to catch you up on everything going on in Hollywood. Ready to get to it? Okay, Wonder Woman is here to save Christmas, you guys. It was announced yesterday that the highly anticipated sequel, Wonder Woman 1984, will be available on HBO Max on December 25th. So the movie was originally set to arrive in August, then it got pushed to October. Now it's landing all the way in December, but fans can still see it in movie theaters if it is safe. But you at least now have the option of enjoying it at home. Fans are demanding to know where Taylor Lautner is. Yesterday, we learned there will be a new Shark Boy and Lava Girl movie for Netflix, and Taylor is not going to be back as Shark Boy. Now, the original Lava Girl will be back. Fans on Twitter are so upset about this, they're even calling the new actor an imposter. Who knew Shark Boy and Lava Girl had such passionate fans? And finally, Google has found a way to honor Alex Trebek. When you type in his name into Google and hit search, it asks, did you mean who is Alex Trebek? That, of course, is a nod to the Jeopardy rule that you have to answer in the form of a question. It's a small, sweet Easter egg to honor a game show legend. And that's my time, but we are going to keep it with the game shows. We have been celebrating them all week long, and today it's all about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The show knows how to make people rich, and now it's making history. November 29th on ABC, one celeb will win $1 million for their charity of choice. And even though the stars on previous episodes didn't quite win so big, they definitely had fun.
That shrimp cocktail had a big question mark at the end of it.
Yeah, it sure did. Damn, Jimmy, you I do don't have know, bro. Lifeline. I don't know, Joe.
Can you hear me clearly, B?
I sure can. Just say clearly.
Okay, because you sound like you're talking out of the ass of a bear.
Annie, are you talking out of the ass of a bear?
I mean, what a person does in the privacy of their own office really seems like it's their own business, don't you think?
So, Jimmy, I just want to let you know, I'm probably going to go with your answer, but if you're wrong, you are literally taking money away
from
charity groundswell, okay? It will be your fault.
All right, we've got a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire game of our own. It's time for a pop quiz.
Ooh, oh, man.
Yes.
Ooh.
All right, this is how it's going to work. Morgan and Carissa are going to compete to see who can answer the most questions correctly. Now, we're going to be playing for pretend money, but Carissa's still going to take it seriously. So,
yeah.
Morgan, you better be on your A game.
Oh, I already know.
All right, now, if you guys cannot answer a question, you can use one of three lifelines. The 50-50 elimination, you can ask the audience, as in Tom or Gary. I would ask Gary. Tom's not really sharp today. Or a phone a friend. But you might want to hang on to these because the questions are going to get harder each round.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Let's start with round one. This is worth $1,000 pretend dollars.
$1,000, okay.
All right, Carissa.
Yes.
On the set of which film did Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds meet? Cue dramatic music.
Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively met on... Just Friends?
Survey says?
Incorrect.
No! Green Lantern!
Oh, I lose completely. I should have used the lifeline.
Lost $1,000 on that one. Morgan Stewart.
Damn, I wish I got that one. I knew the answer to that, okay?
Your $1,000 question.
Okay.
Which singer was born Amethyst Amelia Kelly?
Oh.
Is it Jessie J?
Oh, I know this
is
one.
Is it Iggy Azalea?
Damn it, we should have
Is it Joni Mitchell or is it Tina Turner?
I'm gonna go with Iggy Azalea. No!
I can tell you, Morgan Stewart, you are correct. $1,000 to Morgan Stewart.
All right, this is
okay.
Bull crap.
Carissa, you can come back. On to round two.
Okay,
this is worth $50,000 pretend dollars. How many years have Chrissy Teigen, and John Legend been married?
I would like a 50-50 here.
Let's give her a 50-50. It's either A or C, 5 or 7 years.
7!
Survey says you are correct.
Yes!
$50,000, you are in the lead.
Okay.
Morgan, for $50,000.
Wow.
Who holds the record for the most Oscar wins of all time? Is it A, Katharine Hepburn, B, Marlon Brando, C, Meryl the Goat Streep, or D, Daniel Heyday Lewis?
Ooh. Give me a 50-50.
Let her use 50-50. It's either A or B.
Ooh.
B.
Just because the
What did you pick?
A.
It's A!
Yeah!
Okay. I picked A.
I think I'm dead. I got 50,000.
I said I knew it's Catherine. Damn it. She's...
This final round
is worth...
It felt
too obvious as Catherine. I know. I feel you.
Right? It's $1 million. So, Morgan, you still have a chance. But, okay. Carissa, which person was not an original member of the 1975 Saturday Night Live cast? Is it A, Bill Murray, B, Lorraine Newman, who I've never heard of, C, Jane Curtin, or D, Garrett? I have never heard of him either, Morris.
I don't either. I have no clue. D, Garrett Morris.
Do you want to use a phone a friend?
Oh, yeah, phone a friend, Tom.
It is A, Bill Murray.
A, Bill Murray from Tom.
Final answer. Okay, A, Bill Murray. Is that correct?
I don't think
oh
so.
Oh, my
Tom!
God!
Tom! I love you! Tom! I just turned
Tom! We are done.
Hold
done,
on,
Tom.
Morgan.
Tom, done.
Morgan, you still have a chance.
Thank you, Tom.
What did Elon Musk and Grimes name their child? Is it A, gibberish, B, gibberish 2, C, gibberish some more, or D, a little less gibberish?
I think I'm going to go with B.
It's D.
Think I was going to go with D.
Carissa won the game. You don't even need the pretend money anyway.
Tom, I'll give you half my million. All right.
Damn.
Yes. All right, you guys. Up next, the surprising new twist in Meghan Markle's legal drama with the tabloids. Was she just caught in a major lie? Plus, the icon who's getting majorly slammed. We'll show you who next. Let's talk about some dramatic makeovers. So Demi Lovato did a thing, and she went blonde and shaved her head. She debuted the new look on Instagram. You guys, I love it.
Justin?
I'm living for the color, and I'm living for the cut. I also love it, but I can't really judge it because I feel like anything on that face would look good. You know what I mean? Like, she could have, like, a Sia moment, and I'd be like, yes. Or she could have a mullet, and I would be like, oh, my God, because her face is just so pretty.
Oh, my gosh.
She does look good.
This, to me, whenever I saw this, I said, this is what Demi Lovato should have had all of her life. This is the look for her.
It fits her. It fits her the best. And I think the photos are incredible. It's styled to perfection. It adds. They really hit the nail on the head because it could have gone wrong, and it did not.
Yeah.
It could have gone wrong, but guess what? She's not going to keep this for very long because she is exactly like every other girl. They feel comfortable when their hair's down to their knees. It's like their safety blanket. So
it's
we're
going to
see this for 3 weeks.
We always go back.
Once Angel, her hairstylist, goes out of town, who
keep
knows how to do it
me,
right?
Keep it. I love it so much. Oh, I think it's so pretty. Okay, then there's Rihanna. She's got a mullet now. She debuted her business in the front, party in the back style while out to dinner in Santa Monica. Not sure if you remember, but she rocked the mullet before in 2013. How do we feel about Riri and the mullet look?
No comment.
You like it. Here's the thing with Rihanna. That's why we love her. She's so versatile. She can do all of these different things. Like, it's not the most glamorous look, but it's cool. It's edgy. It's rockery. I love it. It works for her. It does. Because the second she puts that hair in a ball gown, everyone's going to be like, oh my God, the contrast. I can't believe she did that. Like, only her. It's good.
No,
it's
the minute she puts that hair on an album cover, then I'll
oh
applaud
my God.
It, okay?
I don't even care.
I like this year's mullet better than the 2013 mullet because she left a little bit longer in the front, but yeah, I don't like that one so much, but I do like the mullet now. It's
Curse
cool.
is like, I don't like either, but I'll say this.
It's not that bad when she's got the rocker tee and everything and the jeans. I mean, if she puts it on with the ball gown, I don't know. Okay. Now, who else might need a makeover? The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. This is an uproar, you guys. This year's tree was put into place this week, and the Today Show got a cool time lapse of it. But here's the thing. The people, they're not impressed because once it all opens up, it just looks like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. Someone else said it looks like Corona. It has Corona. And another said it looks like 2020. Well, the tree clapped back and said, you know what? Wow. You all must look great after a 2-day drive, huh? Just wait till I get my lights on. Look at this photo.
By the way, that tree looks like it just taped 4 seasons of The Jersey Shore back to back to back, smoked 2 packs of cigarettes on the way to New York, and got to work hungover. Okay?
We are being so mean to Mother Nature, but I will say, this is why I had a long conversation with Jordan about this, about a tree. Tree really has to be very carefully picked, very curated. It can't be too many ornaments. I take this stuff seriously, so I get it.
Listen, I went on their Instagram. I saw the tree before, whenever it was in its natural habitat, and it looked fantastic. I don't know what happened. They claim it's going to be okay and that it just needs, the branches need to fall more, but I feel like we're missing some branches, guys.
It's going to work like out.
They fell off on the ride. I don't know what happened here.
I cannot wait for this tree to sit with Diane Sawyer and talk about how rough her year was this is all said and done.
I can't wait for the ginormous bow they're going to have just to cover up the huge hole of branches.
You two are shady. Okay, I can't wait to see your two trees. Let's make sure all of us bring a picture so we can compare.
Don't even act like my tree ain't going to be on point first.
That's true.
Honey.
You do have you're like poison ivy with those plants.
I am Paul Bunyan.
All right, you guys, after the break, secrets from the shore, how the Jersey Shore cast is dealing with life without Snooki, and why JWoww says the girls are not friends. Then the shocking thing we learned about Meghan Markle. That's next.
Shocking?
Shocking.
Yeah, by the way, shocking.
Jersey Shore Family Vacation is back, and the crew is pumping up the drama. They told us what they'll never accept about Snooki, and JWoww is not holding back about why her friendship with Angelina is completely over.
This is nice.
It's season 4 in 5 words or less.
Roller coaster, crazy, and sit down.
I'll go unpredictable, hilarious.
I will say much needed vacation.
Surprises, a lot of surprises.
Tons of fun we had.
Family.
But you forgot one. Snooki-less.
We just pretended she was sleeping the whole time. I will never accept Nicole not coming back.
We're still leaving the door open for her return.
Like, what's gonna happen?
I think maybe in the next year we might see her come back in some capacity. I don't know, I'm being hopeful.
That said, season 4 finds the friends and their families at a resort.
It's like The Shining, because nobody else was in that hotel either.
And, well, nothing like a little Stephen King reference to remind us of Angelina's unforgettable wedding.
You're the fly to our... You are the trash to our beds.
You guys are going to have to stay tuned to see what happens there, but I commend the boys, and they wanted to get this family back together.
I want to leave. Can we leave?
JWoww, not so much.
Kidding me?
I look at her like a coworker that you might not have gotten along with, and one day you do, one day you don't. I wouldn't say we're friends by any stretch. I wouldn't say the relationship is repaired either.
It's really all gonna unfold on this upcoming season, so I don't want to give too much away. But you know, it was a rough road.
Well, at least the guys remain commitment strong. Ronnie's new lady fits right in.
The family just keeps getting bigger.
Vinny met her last night for his birthday, and you know, these guys have to meet her, like it's like a rite of passage.
Paulie's girlfriend does too, but this has left Vinny in a bind.
He's a side chick now.
I know, I'm a happy side chick. Me and Paulie had the rule. It was, you can't have another bro-mitment to another guy, but girls are on the table. And obviously, I know Nikki. She's like part of the fam now.
Despite the headlines of Jenny's relationship with her boyfriend being off and on, she says quarantine life has been good to them.
We're doing great. He is going to be part of the new season, which is exciting. And you get to just fast forward over a year into our relationship, which is nice. And, you know, obviously putting all the drama behind us.
Wow, JWoww looks great.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
So good. I love her glam there. All right, you guys, remember Meghan and Harry insisting they had absolutely nothing to do with that tell-all book about them? Well, that's not necessarily true. In new legal documents obtained by E! News, Meghan Markle's lawyers state neither she nor Prince Harry ever spoke or collaborated with Finding Freedom's authors. However, the documents also reveal that Meghan did talk to a friend
who she knew was working with the authors because she did not want the drama with her father, Thomas, to be misrepresented. Megan apparently let this person know that she did not abandon her father and tried many times to get in touch with him and ask him to please not engage with the media about their relationship. And all of that info got into the book. So, Justin, are you shocked?
She was telling the truth. She told the truth. She did not give direct info to the author. She was not working directly with the author. So obviously, like, it's true, but I read the book. Had you read the book?
No, I haven't read the book
The book was so specific that there was no way in hell this book couldn't have been written without their account. I mean, like, even down to the proposal, it's like, over baked chicken and roasted potatoes with shallot puree on the side, Prince Harry got on one knee over a brown wooded floor and proposed to Meghan Markle while she wore a J. Crew sweater. Like, it was too much info that somebody could just make that up or guess it.
Right, exactly. I mean, I've just seen excerpts about it, and that's kind of was my take, too. It's like, there had to be some part or something. And, you know, and that's what we do, right? Like, especially
100%.
Like your friends going to a party, and you know that the question's going to be like, well, how's Carissa doing? You make sure you talk to that friend ahead of time to be like, here's how I'm doing in case anyone asks.
100%.
Shit is going great.
100%.
Okay? I don't care if I'm falling apart. You do not let that happen. Shit is going great. My hair's never looked better.
Yes.
You know, all
agreed.
Of those things.
It's a classic
kind of
move.
The normal, but they're a prince. She's a princess. He's a prince. Was a prince. Whatever.
Whatever.
Duchess, technically. I mean, it kind of, they're supposed to keep all that stuff, you know, to themselves.
I think if anybody's writing a biography about you, you have the right to you know, say your piece, to say your part. Whether it's directly or through somebody else's, this is going to be in history for the rest of your life or your kids' lives. Like, put your 2 cents in. I would have did it, and I would have claimed it. I would have been like, yeah, bitch, I did it. Now what?
Let's just hope that friend got the story right, you know?
It's that friend went with notes.
All right, you guys, up next, a million reasons why we love Dolly Parton. We're talking to the queen of country about Christmas, her movie secrets, and more. Don't go anywhere. Is there anything Dolly Parton cannot do? She is a singer, songwriter, actress, producer, and now a coronavirus vaccine sponsor. Dolly made $1 million contribution to vaccine research earlier this year. It helped fund one of the most promising vaccines that could end this pandemic. Love you, Dolly. The icon is officially here to save our 2020, not only with a vaccine, but with some Christmas cheer in her new Netflix movie. Scott Tweedy sat down with Dolly and her co-star Christine Baranski to get all the holiday details. And could there be a Mamma Mia Dolly Parton crossover?
And it's been a big year this year, 2020, 40 years since 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What were the celebrations for that?
Well, I don't know what we're going to do.
A sequel?
Oh, I don't know. I said we better get after it, or they're going to have to call it 95 instead of 925.
You're plenty, you're a long way from that. And Christine, I was actually talking to the very charming Pierce Brosnan recently about Mamma Mia 3. He'd be excited to do another one. Is that the same for you?
Yes. You know, we had so much damn fun on that Mamma Mia movie. It was like a party. Let's all just go back on the island and have big dinner over the course of a few days. And that in and of itself, we could make a movie of just memories of making the movie.
That's a great idea.
You're a smart lady, because I'm hearing right there you want a paid holiday with all the cast to go back to that beautiful surroundings.
Well, you have to help me. I want to be on a Greek island with Pierce Brosnan. Duh.
Can I go?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Hey, I have a husband, but I ain't dead.
No,
and I ain't blind.
Christmas is a time for angels making things all right.
Dolly, no pressure, but are you going to save Christmas 2020?
Well, I don't know that I'm going to save it, but I'm going to be throwing a lot of stuff out there at you. It's really going to be a Holly Dolly Christmas, because I have a Christmas album out called Holly Dolly. And then, of course, we're so excited about this Netflix movie called Christmas on the Square. We didn't realize it was going to be the COVID season instead of the Christmas season. But I really feel like that it's something that's really going to uplift people that are going to be having to stay at home and not having the regular type of Christmas that they normally would have.
Who are you?
Well, Angel.
We know Dolly's an angel, but what was it like working on set with her?
Well, I had to be mean to her. Can you imagine? I mean, I've been part of show business for a long time now, but that had to be one of my most favorite days of my career, just being sung to all day by an angel named Dolly Parton.
Angels fly because they take themselves lightly.
And you've also said you would like to be on Playboy again at the age of 75. So if there was a theme for that Playboy magazine, do you have any idea what you'd like it to be?
Oh, I don't know what I'd like to say, but I go from playing an angel to being on Playboys. What does that say about me? You can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
She's so awesome. I love her. All right, Christmas on the Square is available on Netflix November 22nd. All right, coming up, Thanksgiving may be a little different this year, but we've got tips on how to have it safe and fun, and we're going to share our go-to recipes. Justin's going to try something for the very first time ever. Stay with us. Welcome back to Daily Pop. Holiday get-togethers are going to look a little different this year, but there are plenty of ways to organize a safe and fun Friendsgiving like going virtual. Mm-hmm. And no matter what you celebrate or how you celebrate, you still want to have some good food. So in partnership with Heineken, we want to share some of our go-to dishes. Justin?
So I've been COVID-friendly for many a years because this is the appetizer I make every time.
Okay.
It is deviled eggs.
Wow.
And it's COVID-friendly because it's germ-free. It's single-use user friendly. I don't like a dip where people have to dip their fingers into it. You know, your uncle's always like scraping into the cheese dip with chips. This is fun. This is friendly. You can garnish it any way you want. And this is it.
So good.
I guess mine's sort of user friendly. I did a pecan pie, which I had to eat a little bit of yesterday because I was so hungry. It's not nice to have this sitting here for hours. So I had two pieces. But it's one of those things. It's always delicious. It's good in the morning too, the day after with coffee. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You cut your own piece. I'm gonna eat it now. I don't care.
Yeah, go for
That's
it, girl.
Yeah.
That's my dad's favorite. Mm. He eats one of those days. So whether you're drinking in person or with friends, virtually pairing the right beer is very important. Heineken pairs perfectly with your Friendsgiving casseroles, pastas. You know what? Even with my go-to dish, a pumpkin roll. Let me tell you the story about a pumpkin roll. My aunt makes these every single year for Thanksgiving. This is your first pumpkin roll.
This is my first pumpkin roll.
What do you think?
Oh, my God.
It's the best thing ever, right?
I don't know.
I know. So she makes literally like 15 to 20 of these every Thanksgiving because not only do we go through several on Thanksgiving, she sends one home with everyone.
Oh.
So it's became like a Thanksgiving tradition. And when I can't go home, I attempt to make it not as good as hers. Hers are always the best, but they're so good and they're cute and they're festive and they have the whole pumpkin flavor. They're delicious. You should all make them. Oof. All right. That's my rant about pumpkin rolls. Mm. Okay. By the way, to make it even more festive, the Heineken bottle and box have holiday packaging, which means you can even give a case as a gift. No matter what your plans are this year, remember to enjoy responsibly. Cheers, guys!
Cheers to that pumpkin roll.
Yes. Okay, so the trick with this pumpkin roll, it's like a, so if you've never had one, it's like a pumpkin pie. It's because it's kind of, it's got the flavors, but it's a little more cakey, and then the frosting is more cream cheesy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love a cream cheese frosting. I know. Why am I can't afford to gain more weight. I need to relax.
What's your guys' favorite Thanksgiving traditions? Do you guys, like, watch football?
It used to be alcohol, but clearly that's not happening.
You can do the Heineken.
That's what I'm, thank God. Thank God I have this.
Mine is to see how early I can get lit and how early I can recover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just like to see, you know what I mean? Like, see how fast you can do it.
I like to do, like, the main round, and then we sit around, and then we go back through and eat the same food again for dinner. It's like a lunch and dinner situation.
Yes.
It's an all-day feast. Either way, it's going to be fun. Try a pumpkin roll. Try some deviled eggs. Pecan pie is always good. All right, you guys, we are out of time, but come back tomorrow. Taraji P. Henson's going to be talking to us. And, I'm gonna eat more pumpkin pie.
Good for you.
Pumpkin roll. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.